Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Vav. We are holding on daf Kuf Hey. I'm in base about 11 lines from the end of the page. Vayasam davar b'fi Bilam, right in middle of the line. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the entire daf is going to be about Bilam and Doeg. The first half about Bilam and the second half about Doeg. So we're going to talk about Bilam's intentions from the fact that from what he said in his bracha, we could see what kind of curse he intended to curse Klal Yisrael with. We're going to contrast the curse of Achia Hashiloni to the blessing of Bilam, and we're going to see how it's better to get a curse from a friend than a blessing from an enemy. We're going to discuss the Eitzah that Bilam gave to be Machshil, the Jewish people, and how he went to receive payment for that Eitzah after some time. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to shift the discussion to Doeg HaEdomi and learn all about him and why he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. So let's begin again, 11 lines from the end of the page on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. Ve'yasam davar b'fi Bilam, that Hashem put words in Bilam's mouth. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar Omer Malach, Rabbi Yonasar Omer Chaka, that Hashem, the Rabbi Eliezer says that Hashem gave Bilam over to a Malach, that the Malach was charged with not allowing Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, and Rabbi Yonasan says that he put a hook in his mouth, like a fish hook, that he put in his mouth. In that, he wouldn't allow him to curse. He had to give a bracha against his will. That sort of like someone else was controlling his mouth. From the blessing that he ended up giving, you see what his intention was to curse Klal Yisrael. So every klala that he wanted to say, it turned into a bracha. So let's see what the brachas were. He wanted to say that we shouldn't have any shuls in Bate Midrash. So what did he say? Matovu alecha Yaakov, that he spoke about the Bate Midrashos of the Jewish people. He wanted to say lo tishra shchina aleihem, that we shouldn't have a sense of Ashras Hashchina. And what did he say? Umishchina secha Yisrael, that there's going to be Ashras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael. He wanted to say lo te malchus nimshechas, that the malchus of Klal Yisrael is not going to extend. What did he say? Kanechalim nitayu, that it's going to have the malchus of Klal Yisrael is going to extend like a nachal that flows constantly without any interruption. He wanted to say lo yelam zesim uchramim, that we shouldn't have olive trees and vineyards. And what did he say? Kiganos aleinar, that we're going to have these places to grow wonderful things by the river. He wanted to say lo yerechanodef, that the aroma, the fragrance of Klal Yisrael should not get out there. That's a muscle that we won't be able to do mekayim mitzvah. What did he say? Kahalim not Hashem, like a certain type of very fragrant spice Hashem has planted for us, that we are able to fulfill mitzvos. He wanted to say lo yila malachim balikoma, that we're not going to have kings of stature. What did he say? Karazim aleimayim, that like tall cedar trees. He wanted to say lo yila melech ben melech, that we're never going to have a king that is able to be memali the makom of his father. So what did he say? Yizal mayim Midolyav, that just like the water flows from the bucket itself, so too the malchus will extend from the previous malchus. He wanted to say lote malchus and shalatas bumos, that the malchus of the Jewish people is not going to have any impact or control over the other nations. And what did he say? Vizaro b'mayim rabim, that it's going to the malchus is going to be over mayim rabim. Mayim rabim is a mashal to the other nations. He wanted to say lote azam malchus, that the malchus is not going to be strong. What did he say? V'yoro me'agag malko. V'yoro means that it's going to be strong, that the malchus is going to be a very strong malchus. He wanted to say lotei ayuma malchusan, that none of the other nations are going to fear malchus Yisrael. And what did he say? Vatinase malchuso, that the malchus is going to be elevated and everyone is going to be fearful of malchus Yisrael. Amr Rabbi Abba Barkana, kulam chazru l'klala, all of the brachos that Bilam gave, ended up being a klala that was miskayim beklal Yisrael, meaning what he wanted to say actually was fulfilled, just not immediately. Chutz mi batei knesiyos and batei midrashos, except for the first one. The fact that he said that we shouldn't have batei knesiyos and batei midrashos, that was never fulfilled and never will be fulfilled. Shenemar, ve'afoch Hashem elokecha l'cha es haklala levracha, ki ahivcha Hashem elokecha. Klala v'lo klalos. That Hashem turned the klala into a bracha, but not all of the klalos into a bracha. So specifically, the klala that one of the knesses, but the midrashos, that would be the that would spell the end of Klal Yisrael. We would that would be the death of Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. So it can't be. Klal Yisrael has survived without a land. We have survived without a Beis Hamikdash. We have never survived without the Torah, and it's not possible for Klal Yisrael to survive without the Torah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says ne'emanim pitzi oev ne'etaros neshikos? So now you pass in Mishlei. Tova klal the shekila lachia shiloni es Yisrael yoser mi bracha shebircha bilam harasha. That the klala that lachia shiloni cursed klal Yisrael is greater for us than the bracha that bilam harasha blessed us with. Achia shiloni kila Yisrael bekana. Achia shiloni cursed klal Yisrael using the terminology of a reed. Shenemar vihika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yonut hakana b'mayim. That we're going to be struck the same way a reed is flapping away and is struck by the water, that it's always moving in one direction or the other. Ma kana zeh omid b'mekom mayim. But think about the kana, it stands in a place of water, v'gizo machlif, and if it gets cut, it regenerates itself. Ushrash of merubin, and it has a lot of roots. V'afilu kol ruch shemolim bo'os v'noshos bo in mezizos osum b'mekomo. And no matter how many winds come, it will never uproot the kana, because it's flexible in the wind, it flows. Elu holich u'bayiman, it sways one way or the other with the winds. Even Shadoma Muaruchos, and as soon as the winds quiet down, Amad Kana B'Makoma, the reed goes back to the way it was. So so too, Klal Yisrael is like a Kana, that even in years of famine, we have water, and we constantly have bracha, and even if they kill us, some of us, we'll always be able to regenerate. And after all the tzaros and all the swaying one way or the other way in the wind, ultimately, we're going to go back to our original place. We're going to go back to where we belong. Aval Bilam Harasha Birchan Be'eres. Bilam Harasha was trying to give us a bracha, and he compared us to an eres tree, to a cedar tree. Well, eres eina omid b'makom mayim. An eres does not stand in a place where there's water. Ushrasha muatin, and does not have a lot of roots. Vein gizam machlev, and it does not easily regenerate itself. Afilu kol ruch shabal mos v'nosh v'im zosomim kamo. And even though there are lots of winds that are not able to impact the eres at all, it will blow and blow, and the eras will stand tall. But once that really strong southern wind comes, it will uproot the eras and knock it down. So too, Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. So Shlomo HaMelech says that it's better to have the pitz a ohev, that which Achia Shiloni said, that even in a curse, it's a lashon of bracha, rather than the neshiko sone, the brachos of Bilam, which are remes to all sorts of curses. That's what Toras Chaim points out, that now you understand the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah. The Medrash says, when it says Vayomer Elokim El Bilam Lo Selich Imam Lo Sa'oras Ha'am Ki Varuchu, that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't curse them. Meaning, so Bilam said, okay, fine, so I'll bless them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Ki Varuchu, they don't need your brachas, they're blessed on their own. So it's like you would say to a bee or a wasp, Lo Miduv Sheikh V'lo Miyuktzeich, I don't need your honey and I don't need your sting. How are we to make any sense of that? Why would you not want the bee's honey? Meaning, l'chari, you do want the honey of the bee. But now we understand the Medrash in light of this Gemara, that even when Bilam is giving us honey, even when Bilam is giving us a bracha, that bracha is actually a klala. And not only that, the kana is what's used to write Sefer Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, and that's why Klal Yisrael's mashal to a kana is a good mashal. It's good for it reflects well on Klal Yisrael. The Mashar writes what that means is that even when the kana is nekar mimakomo, even when the kana is somehow uprooted, it is knocked down, but then we use it to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzas Nevi'im Muksuvim, whatever it might be. So the Mashar says that's the nimshal is Klal Yisrael, that even when we go into galus, we're always going to have the ability to learn Torah in Galus. We're always going to be producing Torah wherever we are in Galus, similar to what we said before, that the curse of Bilam, that we're not going to have Bate Knesses and Bate Midrashos, that will never be Mekuyim. Wherever we are, we're going to have Torah. But it does say pretty clearly that you're supposed to write Sifrei Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim with a Kana. The Ramah in Yerideus and Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Zayin writes that Yesh Omrim, that you should write Sifrei Torah with a Kulmus Shal Kana Dafka Velo Benotza, that you should use specifically a reed and not a feather when writing Sifrei Torah. So the Bir Agra says, where did he get that from? Our sugya. The why is that? So the Levush writes that a feather tends to cut into the parchment. It's chokek into the parchment as opposed to writing on the parchment. Sefer Torah needs ksiva v'lo chakika. But the Levush says, but it's not our minhag to do that. We don't write with a kana. The Shach quotes the Levush. Now, why aren't we makbid to write with a kana? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, from the lashon of the Gemara itself, it doesn't sound like it's a chiv to write with a kana. It's just that it's a minhag to write with a kana. In Maseches Sofrim, it has all the dinim of ksiva Sefer Torah, and it never says what to write with. So he says nowadays the minhag is not to write with a kana because it's very difficult for us to write that way. So we write with a feather of a kosher bird, which is very good for ksiva. And he says it's not worth writing with notzas barzel, meaning with a metal pen. He says, first of all, because the barzel cuts into the cloth, and second of all, that it's bad symbolism, because the Torah is ma'arechas yam of shel adam, and barzel is mekatzer yam of shel adam. And he says, even chidushi Torah, better to write with a kana, with a large kana based on this, because chidushi Torah, and if you're going to write with a pen, better to write with a plastic pen than a metal pen, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Sefer B'nei Yonah writes that the reason they couldn't write with a kana in Ashkenazi countries, it was because the kanim that they had were very weak. So every line it would break and you'd have to fix it again. So the ksav wouldn't be consistent from one line to the next because it doesn't write the same if the edge is not the same. So the minhag developed that we used other things. The classic work on Hilchos Stam was written by the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's called the Keses HaSofer. So the Keses HaSofer quotes this B'nai Yonah, and that we don't use a kana for the reasons that were mentioned. Rav Vazna has a tshuva in Shevet Alevi in Chelik Beis in Kuflam Vav, where he says nowadays it's probably a good idea to use a gold pen. And he says as long as you find difficulty writing with a feather, and the ksiva with a gold pen is going to be more muhudidik ksiva, so better to use that. What about the fact that Barzel's mekatzer chayiv shel adam, and this is no, that's barzel. This is gold. Gold and silver has nothing to do with being mekatzer. Plus, the B'nai Yonah said that the minhag anyway was to write with metal, and our gold pens typically don't cut into the cloth. So Rav Vazna says he doesn't have a big problem if a sofer wants to use a gold pen to write a sefer Torah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitu now. Vayaris hakeni vayisa mishalo. So the pasuk says that vayaris hakeni vayisa mishalo vayomar esen moshevecha v'sim b'sala kinecha. So Amlo Bilam Yisrael. Bilam was talking to the Keni. Who's the Keni? It's Yisrael. Keni lo yisi manabosa eitza. Weren't you with us when we all decided to throw the Jewish babies into the Nile? Mio shivcha eitza le'sanei olam. How did you end up together with the Sanhedrin that you have this chus, that your children are sitting with the Sanhedrin, that you get to be part of the Jewish people in such a meaningful way? And this is a reference that there were three people that were involved in that etza of throwing the Jewish babies into the Nile. Bilam, who gave the etza, he was killed because the pasuk says Bilam ben Bar Hargu Becharev. Iov sheshasak Iov, who didn't say anything, nidon be yisurin. That's the entire sefer Iov. Yisro shebarach Yisro, who ran away. Zachu b'nei banav leishu b'lishchas ha-gazas. His descendants sat in lishchas ha-gazas on the Sanhedrin. Shnemar, mishpcha sofrim, yosh ve-yabetz, terasayim, shemasim, suchasim, hema ha-kinim, ha-ba'im, machmas ha-vi-beis rechav. So the mishpcha sofrim is the Sanhedrin. The kinim is the b'nei banav shal Yisro. Ksivu b'nei keini chosin Moshe, olu me'ir ha-tamarim. So you see that the descendants of Yisro ended up on the Sanhedrin. The difficulty is that Bilam knew that Yisro ran away from, if he was there, he knew that Yisro ran away. So why is he so surprised that Yisrael has this schar, that is Bnei Banav, sit on the Sanhedrin? So it's possible that he thought running away wasn't a very brave thing to do. Why didn't you speak up and try to defend them? What did running away do? They still threw him into the yard. So maybe he thought that it wasn't something that he was going to be deserving of schar for. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, woe unto the nation that's going to be there to try to prevent Klal Yisrael from having a geula when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to bring the geula. Meaning the mashal is mimatil ksuso bein lavi l'levia b'shashen zgakin zeh mzeh. It's like the male lion and the female lioness want to mate with one another, and you get in between. So not a great idea to get in between. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be with Klal Yisrael and he wants to bring geula, you don't want to be that nation that tries to stop it from happening. Now the pasuk says vitzim miyad kitim. So tzim are large boats. So what does kitim mean? So amarav libon aspir. It's a place called libon aspir. That's where the tzim is going to come from. And the pasuk says viinu asher viinu ever. So those umos that Hashem is going to bring lasulavo on these large boats ad asher katli miktal, until Eretz Asher, they're going to kill all the other nations. Mikan ve'elach, from Eretz Asher and on, mishabdi shibudei. They're only going to be mishabed the nations. They're not going to kill them. So the pasuk says, "Hidni holich la'ami l'chay yotzcha asher yasa amazeh la'amcha." That I'll give you an etza because of what this nation is going to do to your nation. Ba'achra seyamim. So the Gemara is medayek. Why did Bilam say asher yasa amazeh li'amcha? Sounds like Klal Yisrael needed to find a way to damage the Moabim. It was really the opposite. Bilam should have said that I'm going to give the Moabim a way to damage Klal Yisrael. That's who needed an Eitzah. So I'm a Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Kadam Shemakal Asatzmo. It's like a person who's cursing himself and he doesn't want to say it. So he speaks with a euphemism, and he says that it's as if others are, as if the curse is happening to someone else. So Bilam didn't want to say Beferish that the Moabim are afraid of the Jewish people and that they need to find of how they're going to damage the Jewish people. No, it's as if Klal Yisrael needs the Eitzah in order to damage the Moavim. That's how Rashi understands. Then Rashi says another pshat, that Bilam Bilam said, Asher yasa amcha la'amazeh. The Torah just didn't want to write that. So the Torah writes it the opposite, Asher yasa amazeh li'amcha. But it's the Torah that's switching up Bilam's words. It's not Bilam himself who switched up the words. So the Gemara says, what was Bilam's Eitzah? So Amalot, Bilam said to Balak, Elokeim shel elu sonei zimahu. The God of these people cannot stand znus. Ve'imisavim l'klei pishtan. It happens to be the weakness of these people is that they really love klei pishtan. They really love begadim made out of pishtan. The Marsha says that's what they grew accustomed to in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had a wealth of pishtan. So now they're in the Midbar, and that's what they missed. They wanted their pishtan. Bovas yacha Eitzah. So let me give you an Eitzah, how to be machshil them. So asela and klayim, make tents, Voshev and Zonos, and you should put Zonos in those tents, as a Kenami Bachutz, with the older ones on the outside, Vialdami Bifnim, and younger ones on the inside, Vimkal and Klei Pishtan, and let them sell, let them put up signs that they're selling Klei Pishtan. So Asel and Kloim may Har Sheleg. So Balak went and he made these tents from Har Sheleg, Vad Beis Yeshimos, up until Beis Yeshimos, Voshev and Zonos, Kenami Bachutz, Vialdami Bifnim, and he in fact set up Zonos with the older ones on the outside, the younger ones on the inside, who Bishashi, and when the Jewish people would eat and would drink and would be happy, and they would take a walk and they would see these tents, Omerisla Zakena, the older woman standing on the outside, would say, Iyata Mavakish Klei Pishtan, would you like some Klei Pishtan? So Zakena, Omerislo Vishava, the Zakena would say, I'm selling it for what it's actually worth. And then Vialdo Omerislo Bepachos. And then the younger ladies inside the tent would shout from inside the tent, I'll give you a better deal. I'll sell it to you for less than it's worth. I'll give it to you on sale. And they would keep on doing this a few times till the guy became a regular customer by the Yalda. And then the young lady would say, Hareat Kaben Bayis, you're already like a Ben Bayis over here. We have such a great relationship. Shave Bror Leatzmucha, come and pick for yourself whichever begadim you want to want to buy, v'tzatzuri shel yayin amoni munach etzla, and she would always have jugs of wine, of adayin lo nesar, yayin shel nachrim, and that was at a point in history where yayin that belongs to nachrim was not yet usher to them. So Amrlo, the young lady would say, Ritzon chashtishta koshel yayin, can I interest you in a cup of wine? Kivin shashasa, and when he would drink and he would get drunk, barbo, his yetzer hara, became stronger. So Amrlo, he would say to the Yalda, Shmili, he would proposition her for Tashmish. So it's here, Yerasa, she would take out her Avodah Zarah, Mitocheka, Amrlo, Avodah Zeh, and she would say, worship this, Amrlo, and he would say, even drunk, he would say, hello, Yehudi ani, even with his yetzer hara raging and drunk, he would say, I'm a Jew, what do you mean? So Amrlo, she would say, Umayach b'lach, chum evakshim imcha elapir, don't worry, you don't have to do anything respectful to it, defecate in front of it, expose yourself in front of it. He didn't know that that's the way that you do that Avodah Zarah. Not only that, after you would do the Avodah Zarah, she would say, I'm not going to let you go until you're kofar b'toras Moshe. That because they wanted to be mezana, they were mishukatzim, they were kofar b'kodesh baruch hu ultimately, as a result of that. The Torah Chaim writes, it sounds from the Gemara, that the Eitz of Bilam was only to be machtiyam with znus, not that they should do Avodah Zarah. That was something that the Nashim added on their own, to add a little flair to how their machshil Klal Yisrael by adding in the Avodah Zarah. And he says, and that's why when they fought the Melchama with Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the Pekudei Achayil that they didn't kill the Nekevos. Hechiyisim kol Nekeva, hein hein ahayil b'nei Yisrael b'dvar Bilam, that led to the Magefa because they didn't kill the Nekevos. What kind of taina is that? Who kills the Nekevos? How do you do that? So the answer was that they weren't innocent civilians. These were people who had caused Klal Yisrael to on their own to do Avodah Zarah beyond what they were told to do. So they participated very, very willingly, and therefore they too were deserving of being killed. And Klal Yisrael was faulted for not killing them. Now it's an interesting line that it says that at that point, Adayin lo nesam yein shel nachrim. Right? None of the Yisurim Drabanan were around yet at that time. So the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos and Losa Sekuf Tzadidalet writes that there's nisur mida oraisa to drink yayin that's nisnasei and we derive it from Asher Chalav Zivchema Yochlu Yishtu Yayin Neschayim. So the Gemara darshins that that's about Yayin Nesach, which is Hukash to Zivchei Avodah Zarah, that's also about Na'ah. And he says, and another raya is that our Gemara says, Adayin lo Nesach Yayin Shal Nachrim. Sounds like afterwards the Torah assered Yayin Shal Nachrim. So therefore, this is a raya that it's Nisadaraisa, because it said Adayin lo, but ultimately in that generation, when Dinim Daraisa were still being handed over to them, when Dinim Daraisa were still being given to them, they got this Isra of Yayin Shal Nachrim. The Ramban says he has no idea what the Rambam is talking about. The Sifra writes that all of the mitzvahs were given by Har Sinai, Klal Oseim, V'tuktukeim. Obviously, not every word of the Torah was given at Har Sinai. Much of it didn't happen yet, but the mitzvahs HaTorah were given at Har Sinai. So every single mitzvah. So how could it be that this Isra was only La'achar Zman? So the Ramban says this is not talking about the Isra D'Oraisa of Yayin Nesach. What was not given to them? The Isra D'Rabbanan of Stam Yenam was not given to them yet. That's what this is about. Not the Isra D'Oraisa. The Megillas Esther, which is a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, says he could be Miyashiv the Rambam, that of course all the mitzvahs HaTorah were given at Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, but he only revealed them over time. That maybe that's how it played out. So the Yisra D'Oraisa of Yayin Nesach maybe was not yet revealed to Klal Yisrael. Ve'yishav Yisrael b'shitim, so Klal Yisrael dwelled in Shittim, Rablozom Shittim Shema, that's the actual name of the place. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shenesasku b'divrei Shtus. No, it's a place where they were involved in Shtus of doing Averos. Vatekrena la'am l'zivchei Eloheyen. So what does it mean? Rabbi Lozom Arumos Pagubahen. That Vatekrena la'am, they connected with them directly. There wasn't even clothing between these girls and Klal Yisrael. They came out totally unclothed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shenasu Kulan Bali Krayin, that the taivas were so great that all the Jewish men became Bali Keri. My Lashon Rafidim, what does Rafidim mean? Rabbi Lazar Rafidim Shema, that it's the name of the place. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Sheripu Atzman Midivrei Torah. No, it means that they weakened themselves from being Osik in Torah properly. Shenemar Luhiftu Avos Albanim Merifyon Yadayim, from weakening their hands from Divrei Torah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kalmakum Shenemar Vayeshev Enu El Lashon Tsar. You find a trend in Tanakh. Whenever it says Vayeshev, it's always the Lashon of Tsar. Torah Chaim points out that Vayeshev means that we wanted to have it easy. We wanted to enjoy life. We wanted to relax. And that's not Adam Lamul Yulad. We're not supposed to relax. We're not supposed to enjoy all the Tanugim and the Yosher. We're supposed to be Masker Yoma Misa and constantly doing tshuva and constantly be pushing ourselves. So wherever you find Vayeshev, it's always going to be Tsar. Shenemar Vayeshev Yisrael B'shitim Yachalam Liznosel B'nos Moav. The sin with the B'nos Moav starts with Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Mugriyav Eretz Kanan. And then what happens right afterwards? Ve'av Yosef is Dibos Amra'a Laviyam, which leads to going down to Mitzrayim. Vinemar, and the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Yisrael B'Eretz Goshen. And what happens afterwards? Ve'yikrav Yimei Yisrael Lamas, and Yaakov soon thereafter dies. Ve'yishev Yudav Yisrael Levetach Ishtachas Kafno V'tachas Te'enoso. And what happens afterwards? Ve'yakom Hashem Satan L'Shlomo Esadad Adam Yimizar Melech Hu Be'edom. So anytime we want to have a Ve'yishev, it doesn't work out well. Ve'es Malki Midian Horgu El Chalaleyem. Ve'es Bilam Ben Bar Horgu B'cherev. So Bilam, my boy Hasam, what was Bilam doing there in Midian? He was from Aram Na'arayim. So Rabbi Yochanan Shalach Lito Schar Esam Barba Elef She'ipil Yisrael. He was trying to come collect his payment for giving the Eitzah that killed 24,000 Jews, that resulted in a Magefa that took 24,000 Jewish lives. So Amar Zutra Bar Tavia, Amar Rav, Haynu Damri Inshi, Gam La'azal L'mibayi Karni, Udni Da'avile Gezizan Minei, that when the camel comes to collect horns, because he thinks horns would be really cool to have, he instead gets his ears cut off, and his ears are even tinier than they were before. It's where camels have small ears. So Bilam was trying to get paid back. He wanted to get rewarded for the 24,000 people. He ended up getting killed there when he went to Midian, when he left Aram Na'arayim, and he went to Midian. The Pasuk says, Ves Bilam ben Ba'ar ha-kosem, that the Klal Yisrael killed Bilam ben Ba'ar. Kosem means he was involved in trying to figure out the future, but that's a very low-level fortune teller. Navihu, he was a Navi. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan betchil Navi l'b'sof kosem. He started as a Navi, but ultimately he was a lowly kosem. So Amar Rav Papa, ha'enu d'amri inshi, that's what people say, miskani v'shilti havai aizon legavri nagari, that a woman who was used to be married to a sagan and a sar, to people who are very chashuv, went and she was mizana with simple people, with the people who work by the docks. So too Bilam was a Navi Hashem, and ultimately he ended up being just a regular kosem who has no chashivus whatsoever. Now the pasuk says that Bilam ben Ba'ar Kosem Horgu b'nei Yisrael b'chorav el chalulehem. So Amar Rav, what does it mean el chalulehem? Shekimu bo arba misos, that they were mekayim within this one person all four misos based in the way the Jewish people killed Bilam. Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, v'chenek. What does that mean? How do you do all four? A person can only die once. So Rashi writes that first they hanged him to be mekayim chenek, and then they lit a fire under him to be mekayim sreifa. Then they cut his head off to be mekayim sayif, and then he fell to the ground. His body fell to the ground to be Mekayim Skila. Says the Yad Ramah, that's fascinating, but that's not being Mekayim Dal Mises Bezdin. He's dead after the first one. So once he's dead, what do the rest of them do? Doing more doesn't really make it more of a death. So the Yad Ramah writes, no, they did it all at the same time. They had two people holding a cloth that was wrapped around his neck, and they were ready to choke him. They had another guy with molten lead ready to pour it down his throat. They had another guy with a sword ready to cut his head off, and they had another guy with a rock ready to throw at him. And then they said, go! And everybody at the same time did all of the Dal Mises Bezdin all at one time. The Marsha says, no, that sounds like an impossible feat to pull off. Marsha says, it means that first they had someone throw a rock at him, but not enough of a rock to kill him, just to hurt him. So he still didn't die. And then they poured some molten lead, but not enough to kill him, to hurt him even more. So they slowly killed him by doing little by little of each of these things. And then Sayef was the last one where they cut his head off, and that's how he ultimately died. Okay, but they were Mekayim somehow all Dalad Misos on him. A certain min said to Rabbi Chanina, Mishmi Elach Bilam Bar Kamahava, do you happen to know how old Bilam was when he died? So Amalei Michtav Lo Ksiv, it doesn't say in the Pasuk, Elamidu Ksiv, but from the fact that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Anshe Damim Umirma Lo Yechtsu Yemeyem, it must be that Bar Tosin Tashin or Bar Tosin Varba, that he must have been either 33 or 34, because the curse is that Anshe Damim Umirma Lo Yechtsu Yemeyem, they're not going to live to half of a lifespan. And how long is the lifespan? We say in Pasuk Tzim Rabbi Shabbos, Yemeshna Seinu Behem Shivim Shana, that it's 70 years. So the person's not going to live to half of 70. So he must have been 33 or 34 years old when he died. It's a little bit difficult because Rabbi Simai had said on Amud Aleph that he was from the Yoatzim of Paro at the time that they were gozer to throw all the babies into the water. And from that time until the time of Bilam was more than 200 years. So it's hard to say that he died when he was 33 or 34. The Marshal says that that Zeru was right away when Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. They just were not Mekayim it until Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And that's how you get to the 200 years. Meaning, so it could be that Rabbi Chanina, Rashi writes, that Rabbi Chanina is cholek on the drasha of Rabbi Simai, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. He couldn't have been. He would have had to have been much, much older. So the guy said to Rabbi Chanina, you're saying a good drasha, but and I know that it's a good drasha because I can verify it. I happen to see Bilam's notebook, and it was written in it, that Bilam was 33 years old, Bilam the lame one, when Pinchas, the general of the army, killed him. So Marbrei Ravina Lebrei, Marbrei Ravina said to his son, "Bekulu lo tapish lemidrash." With all of the people that we said in the Mishnah that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, don't spend a lot of time darshaning a lot about them and about how terrible they were. Levarmi Bilam Rasha, except for Bilam Rasha, spend all your time on drushas about how awful Bilam was. Dekam de mishkachas bei droshbei. Whatever you could find about him, you should darshan about him. Pashtus is because he was the only non-Jew on the list, and that's what the Maral says, because he was the only non-Jew on the list, so we're not interested in throwing mud at Jewish people. Ksiv Doeg, Ksiv Doeg. So which is it? What's his real name? Am Rabbi Yochanan B'tchili Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Doeg Shem Yetzel Tav Shra. Initially Hashem would sit there and worry that maybe he's going to go in a bad direction. L'achar Sheyotza, once he went in a bad direction, Amar Vay Sheyotza Zeh. Whoa, that this one left the Shechina and is causing all sorts of problems. So the Vay is Lashon Doeg with the Vav Yud Yud in the word Doeg. So Simon Gibor Rosh Tzadik Chayil V'Sofer. Now that we're going to talk about Doeg Hadomi, and we're going to have drushos that are symbolized by those words. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'idich Siv. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim, where it says Matis Hal Bara Hagibor Chesed Kel Kolayom? So we darshan Amal Kosh Baruch Hu Doeg Lo Gibor B'Torah Ata Matis Hal Bara Lo Chesed Kel Notri Alecha Kolayom. You're a Gibor in Torah. Why are you being why are you speaking Lashon Hara about David? Are you not Osek in Torah, which is the Torah's Chesed? A person like you shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara. V'am Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idich Siv, V'l'Rasha, Amar Elokim, Malach HaLesaper Chukai, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Doeg HaRasha, Hashem said to Doeg HaRasha, Malach HaLesaper Chukai, why are you someone who's involved in Torah? K'shat HaMegil, Parshas Meratzkim, Parshas Mesaper Lashon Hara, Ma'ata Dorish Bem. When you get to the parts of Torah that talk about being a Rotzeach, that talk about being a Baal Lashon Hara, how do you with the straight face learn those sections of Torah? You're such a bucky in Torah, and it was your lashon hara that killed the whole city of Novi Era Kohanim. So you're a bal lashon hara, and you're a rotzeach. So Vatisa Brisia Le Picha, so Amar Abiyami, Ein Taros Shadoig El Misafel L'chutz. His Torah was only external, but it's not something that he internalized in his heart to really be Mekayim, that which he learned. V'amar Abiyitza, Maiduk Siv, Vayir Tzadikim, Vayirau, V'alav Yischaku, B'tchila Yiru, originally the Tzadikim were afraid that the people shouldn't learn from Doeg, U'l'b'self Yischaku, but then when he died, such a young death, they were happy that no one's going to be able to learn from him because he's not around anymore. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says chayil balaviyakienu mi bitno yerishenu kel? Amar David Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, yomus doeg, let doeg die for a punishment for all that he did wrong. It says lashon hara that he spoke lashon hara and to Shaul, which caused the death of the entire city of Novi Arkohanim. So Amalos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said chayil balaviyakienu. Wait until Doeg forgets all of his Torah as if he's vomiting out that which he had swallowed, meaning that he'll lose whatever he had gained from his Torah, and then we'll kill him. So David said, "Mi bitno yorishenu kel." Don't wait for him to forget his Torah and to vomit it out on his own. Yorishenu kel, Hashem, you should make him forget his Torah and then kill him. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Al yitatzchol inatzach"? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu David, Hashem said to David, "Nesi Doeg l'al madasi." We're going to bring Doeg into Olam Haba. David said, "Gamal yitatzchol lenetzach," that Hashem should break him off, that he shouldn't have a chelik in Olam Haba lenetzach. He should be broken off from netzach. What does the pasuk mean? Yachtucha v'yisachacha me'ol v'shroshcha me'eretz chayim sela. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu le'mer shmei to be'midrash mishmei. Hakodesh Baruch Hu said, "We'll quote Doeg in the base medrash. His learning will be quoted in the batei medrash." So Amar Lefanav, David said, "Yachtucha v'yischacha me'ol." No, he should be cut off from the ol. He should have no remnant. No one should ever remember him in the base medrash. La'havilei benin rabbanan. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let him have children who are tamidei chachamim." David said, "No, v'shrosh chameretz chayim sela." That his roots should be cut off. That he shouldn't have any children that are tamidei chachamim. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "May dechsev ayei sofer ayei shokal ayei sofer as hamigdalim." What's the pasuk referring to in Yeshayahu? Ayei sofer kolos yeshavatora. That where is the sofer that Doeg knew all the chaseros and the yeseros, every letter in the Torah? Ayei shokel sheshokel kol kal v'chamur m'shavatorah. He knew every kal v'chomer, what's kal, what's chomer, had a darshan of kal v'chomer. Ayei sofer as hamigdalim. What does it mean? He sofer as hamigdalim. Shei sofer shlosh meos halachos psukos b'migdal parech ba'avir. That he knew 300 halachos psukos about the sugya of migdal parech ba'avir. What exactly is migdal parech ba'avir? Machlokas. Rashi writes that it's about someone who goes into chutzlar. It's in a box. Is he does he become tamei with the tumas eretz ha'amim? Or it could be something about safras, about the formation of the letter lamed. Why is the top of the lamed bent in a certain way? Or it could be something maisa kishuf about being mamed a migdal, a cabinet in mid air. Or it could be something about an aron that stands that's under the air of the shemayim, but it's not inside of a house. And the walls of the Aron have a double wall, and there's a space in between them, and there's Tuma in the Migdal. And the Nidon is, are the Kalim that are in that Chalol, the Chalol between the two walls, do they become Tamei as well? So whatever it is, whatever the Sugya of Migdal Perech Ba'avir is. So Amr Rabbi Ami, Arba Mea Ba'i Bo'udoig Vechitovul Migdal Perech Ba'avir. They had 400 Sveikos about the Sugya of Migdal Perech Ba'avir, V'loiv Shalu Chad, and they weren't able to answer any one of those Sveikos. Amr Rav Rabuslin Ba'i Ba'i, what is that? Such a big mila to raise sveikos. B'shnei Rav Yehuda kuli tanuy b'nezikin. You show in the generation of Rav Yehuda, all they learned was seder nezikin. Apparently, they had a lot of shailas about nezikin. The Yad Ramah writes, and therefore they became experts in that out of necessity because they had to know these halachos since there was a lot of damage going on. V'anat kamasin the tuva uktzin. But we have so many people that are bekiim in all shisha sidrei mishnah. They know all of uktzin. V'kiyava mati Rav Yehuda when Rav Yehuda would get in his limud, he'd get up to the Mishnah of Isha Shekoveshas Yerek Mekadeira, some regular Mishnah in Taharos, Va'amilah, they would say about that Mishnah, and some say it was the Mishnah in Uktzin of Zesim Shekvashim B'Trafei and Tahorim, Omar, Rav Yehuda would say, Havayus Travish Volka Chazinacha, oh my gosh, Taharos is so hard. And we have 13 yeshivas, 13 batei medrash that are just learning Taharos, that are such experts in Taharos. So our level of Torah scholarship is much, much greater than the generation of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shalt masani v'asa mitra. When they needed rain, Rabbi Yehuda started to take off one shoe to daven for rain, and it rained right away. And we cry all day in tefillos, and it doesn't work. Hashem yira lelevav. Hashem is interested in people's hearts, and the hearts in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda were apparently much greater than the hearts in our generation. They didn't dog in Achitofel. They couldn't explain the halachos well. What do you mean? We just got through saying how he was the sofer, he was the shokel, he knew every kalvachomer, he knew every chaseros v'yaseros. No, there's something extra, a certain siyata d'shmaya, in order to la sukhi shmaita libidilchsa, to come to a halacha conclusion. That they didn't have. It's that intangible psak gene that you see some people are blessed with, that they have a feeling for a feel for psak. Amar Rabbi Ami, lo meis doeg got sheshach talmud. Doeg only died after he forgot all of his learning. Shnemar hu yamos bein musab rovi balto yishke. Rav Amar Nitzara, he had tzara'as. Shnemar avitzata kol zonu mimeka. Ksiv hasam, it says by selling land, latzmisus, umetargaminon, and the targum of the word latzmisus is lechalutin, utnan, and the Mishnah says by a mitzora, ein bein muskor muchlat, ela priya ufrima, that the lashon of muchlat is said by a mitzora. So we see that the lashon of tzmisus, that the targum is lechalutin, is telling us what happened to him, that he had tzaras prior to dying, that he had tzaras. So you see that Doeg had tzaras. Okay, but tomorrow we'll bring other drashos about Doeg, and we'll begin with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone have a great day.